Hello friends, welcome to the SOS podcast. I'm your host Carl, thanks for joining me. I went shopping for a jacket this weekend. Didn't really need a new winter coat, but there's one I'd wanted for a while, so I was looking for that kind of coat. I found something I thought I liked, found it online, went to the store in person, looked like total garbage on me. So then, you know, my mind, I'm thinking, I came out here on a mission, came out here to get something, so I'm not gonna go home until I find it. So I went to some other stores, found something I liked, went home, no big deal. Chore was complete. I decided to send a text to a friend of mine, kind of making a joke, just saying, hey, I got this new jacket and it's so cool. It's gonna bring me so many new friends. My life is gonna be perfect now that I have this jacket. And we were joking around because I'd been looking for a jacket for a little bit, just having trouble finding something that I actually liked. Well, that joke made me think about myself as a kid, because as a child, I actually had that mentality. Whether it was a cool pair of sneakers, an awesome winter coat, or the jeans everybody was wearing. At the age of 9, at the age of 12, probably even at the age of 15, I thought that if I had that one thing, that would change me, change my life so dramatically. Things would just be perfect. You ever watch A Christmas Story? And you see Ralphie, he wants this stupid BB gun, and he goes through this series of daydreams about what his life would be like if he had this BB gun. Every single one of those daydreams was about him becoming this amazing person and everybody loving him and cheering him on. Ralphie, Ralphie, you know how it goes, right? He has to write this essay for class about this Christmas gift he wants. So he writes about the BB gun and he starts to daydream. His expectation is that the teacher will read that essay and she'll be so impressed. It will be the best essay ever. And in that scene, his little classmates are picking him up and carrying him around the room on their shoulders. Those are the visions of someone young, immature, naive, who does not understand the world, who doesn't see how life actually is for lack of experience. Yet, as adults, we can have that same mentality. We can think that there's this one thing, whether it's an object or a position or a person. If I could just find the right girl, get the perfect wife, life would be amazing. Maybe we think if we're friends with the right people, all of a sudden fortunes will change, life will be perfect. There is no magic lucky charm for this life. There's no little token that if you find it, all of a sudden everything's gonna be perfect. Jesus isn't even that. God, the Lord himself, is not even that. Read the scriptures. Whoever decided to follow God and then had a perfectly charmed life? Nobody. It's not what we're called to. Is that what we're called to? No. I believe we're called to share in Christ's sufferings. That doesn't sound like this perfect magic life. If you look at the prophets, if you look at the apostles, you see this pattern. Jeremiah 12, chapter 12, verse 5. There's a nice little exchange. Well, verse 5 is God's answer. Earlier, Jeremiah had asked God, can you take my enemies, who are also your enemies, and just slaughter them, please? Can you just get rid of them? And God responds by saying, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you expect to compete with horses? Sounds like a really weird thing to say, right? People race against people. People don't race against horses. That actually sounds pretty ludicrous. You know how fast a horse can run? But what God is saying here isn't that Jeremiah is going to be in the Kentucky Derby one day. He's saying, look, you have challenges to face. And this challenge right now that you're asking me to just take away from you, get rid of, make it go away, this is a small one. This is like just racing against men. And I need to build you so that you can do this and do this successfully. You wanna know why? Because this is not gonna be the level of challenge you're gonna have the rest of your life. No, it's gonna get harder. You're racing against men now. You're going to be racing against horses later. The metaphor is you're going to be doing things that seem impossible. You're going to be competing against adversaries you should not be able to beat. I mean, it should be a foregone conclusion that you're going to get wiped out. But you're not. But you don't get there unless we go through this first. Even with God on his side, even with Jeremiah only in the position he was in because he was following God's leading, he was doing what God told him to do. He was prophesying God's words. Jeremiah's not doing this on his own. He's not there because he wants to give this message to his people. It's not a great message. He's doing this for God. And even that, even when he's putting himself out there to do this for the Lord, he can't expect it to be smooth. He can't expect it to be comfortable. He can't expect it to be easy. It's Christmas time and we talk about the birth of Christ, the most precious gift. Yes, we get that. We get the most precious gift if we choose him. We get eternity in perfection. But in the here and now, there is work to do. There is a lot of work to do. And it's going to be hard work. Even with God on our side, it's going to be hard work. We can ask God to take the challenges away, but then we don't grow. We can ask God to make things all nice and comfortable and warm and fluffy. But what benefit is that to us or to the kingdom? There is none. Yes, he will bless us, but there is work to do. He's got horses up ahead we're going to have to run against, and we're going to have to beat them. And the only way we get there is if first, here, we race against men, and we win. We do it, and we do not tire. We can keep looking for that magic token to fix everything, or we can realize that we have everything we need already. Life's just going to look like this. It's going to be work. It's just the way it is. We have to get through it if we want to please the Lord. This week's song inspiration is Trouble of the World. A lot of people have sung this, but the version I really like is by Mahalia Jackson. And the words of that song say, soon this will be gone for me. Soon I won't have to deal with the trouble of the world. Yes, soon, but not now. Right now there is trouble. Right now we are here as God's ambassadors, as God's army, to face that trouble, to face it head on, to tackle it, to defeat it. He's got work for us to do here. This is all going to be gone soon, but right now we've got to be steadfast. We've got to have a mature and sober vision of this world, see it exactly how it is, and understand that there is much work to do. Father, we know that this life has challenges, God. We know that we are here to do your work, to do your will. Father, we also know that you allow these challenges so that we can be built into what you need us to be, because there is even greater work to be done down the line. Lord, we know this place is temporary. We know this struggle is temporary. We know the trials are temporary. So Lord, keep us steadfast. Keep our eyes on the prize. Keep us faithful. Lord, instead of having the attitude of wanting those obstacles, those trials, those battles to just go away, Father, give us what we need so that we have a desire to face those challenges and defeat those challenges for you. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. Soul. Soul. Ow. Ow. Soul.